Tonight, tensions rising as the Trump administration's sweeping immigration crackdown expands. In the last 24 hours, federal agents clashing with residents in Chicago. As some protesters threw objects, federal agents deployed tear gas on crowds angry about the latest arrest that ended with a crash in their neighborhood. Illinois' governor, who's repeatedly said he did not ask for federal help, accusing immigration agents of using strong-arm tactics.
They're the ones who are tossing tear gas when people are peacefully protesting. They need to back off.
Homeland Security officials say it all began with agents chasing an undocumented migrant who they say had rammed a Border Patrol vehicle. Agents then crashing into the vehicle to stop it. New video shows that the chase then spilling over into a Walgreens, where 19-year-old Warren King says he was shopping. He says when he tried to leave the store, he was tackled.
He's a citizen! He's a citizen!
You don't know what's going on, so get the back!
He was just saying, why are you running? I'm telling him I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm here. I'm legal. I'm born here. So they didn't try to hear none of that, though.
Community leaders today blasting federal agents.
Not only undocumented people are being targeted, but also people of color are being racially profiled by these unjust actions.
And today, the Chicago woman who was shot by federal agents after allegedly ramming her car into their vehicle, today pleading not guilty to assault. Marimar Martinez seen in this video in the moments leading up to that alleged ramming. Prosecutors say she was part of a convoy tailing those agents.
David, in a sign of increasing tensions, LA officials are declaring a state of emergency, saying they will offer undocumented migrants financial and legal support as this deportation campaign expands.